changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
And today I want to talk with you about a very significant obstacle to happiness, and I call that the anti-social media. You know, the social media concept just sounds absolutely perfect. It sounds absolutely perfect. And by the way, if you have not seen the movie The Social Dilemma on Netflix, I'm going to recommend it again. Go see it. It's pretty amazing. The concept of social media just sounds awesome. Hey, you can see something and post it immediately, and anyone and everyone in the world can see it depending on their platform. And not only that, they can tell you they like it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Social media increases insecurity and anxiety, and it makes it more difficult, therefore, for us to be happy for a number of reasons. Number one, social media actually uses algorithms to polarize people. I remember reading or listening to this 7-part podcast about a woman who started out being very much like into crystals and personal development, stuff like that. She could totally be somebody who would be following this group. And then she ended up being an off-the-charts QAnon supporter. And what they did was they went back and they dissected her YouTube. And they found out that this woman started out here, but YouTube, of course, always wants you to watch longer. Facebook always wants you in there longer. Why? So they can sell your eyeballs. And the eyeballs can ultimately lead to product sales. So to get people to watch longer, social media knows that one of the things that you can do to engage people, they need engagement. They thrive on engagement. You've heard me tell you before, one of the reasons that people complain is power. When you enrage someone, you engage them. So what YouTube did with this particular woman was she's watching things about personal development and the healing powers of crystals. And then she reacted. She responded. I forget what it was, but she responded. She actually typed some things in the comments section. And YouTube went, aha, we've got a player here. And they began to put a little bit more like irritating things and literally walked her down a path. So what I'm trying to say is that YouTube, social media of all kinds, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, it's all taking you somewhere. And the main place it's taking you is longer consumption through enraging you. It upsets you. The other challenge about social media, then there's a number we're going to cover that you need to be aware of, is that social media, as I say, feeds insecurity. Now, how does social media feed insecurity? Well, let me give you an example. I've shared this with you before. A couple of weeks ago, I was down in Key West for my birthday. We took a whole bunch of pictures. Now, we ended up posting, I think, 8 pictures from the entire weekend. But how many pictures do you think we took? Dozens. Dozens. And we picked the best ones. Not only I use that little, I can't ever remember the name of it, instant function or whatever it is on my iPhone, so that it actually takes a quarter of a second or a half a second video, which you can then lift an individual frame. So we individually chose the best pictures, then we chose the best nanosecond within those. Then on top of that, you've got to click the little, touch-up button. And then you put a filter on it. Vivid is my favorite. And sometimes you go back and you boost the saturation and you get 8 pictures out of 150 and you put it on Facebook and you say, having a great time in Key West. Like this is your everyday life, and you always look this good, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what's wrong with that? Are we misrepresenting ourselves? No, we're not. What we're doing is we are showing our very best self, which there's nothing wrong with that. However, if you are not feeling particularly good about yourself and you're scrolling through social media and everybody looks like their life is absolutely amazing, it breeds insecurity. Social media causes us to look at other people and think that their lives are better. Because what you don't see on social media, it reminds me of this story, and I wish I could remember. One of you, I'm sure, knows this story. I'm guessing, I'll bet you Ed will know. Anyway, there's a story, and it's in a famous book. Maybe it's it's not by Malcolm Gladwell. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about it again. But the story in the book talks about a North Korean prison during the Korean War. And it's a true story. And it had the highest death rate for American soldiers who had been captured and placed there during the war of any POW camp. Highest death rate. And yet, the story goes, everyone was treated well, well-fed, kept warm, and taken care of as far as having medical care. Now, how could that be then? Well, what they did was they allowed mail to come in from the Red Cross, but then they went through and opened and read all the mail. Not an unusual thing to do in a situation like that where you've got prisoners of war. But what they chose to do was all of the letters that presented life as being good and happy and worth coming home to after the war, they burned. If a baby was born or a child graduated college or a spouse had good news or anything, those letters never made it through to the prisoners. Now, what made it through to the prisoners then? The Dear John letters, the I'm breaking up with you letters, the I'm sorry I to tell you, but your dog died letters, all of the sad, negative things in life got through. And people died at astounding rates. People died simply because of bad news. The other thing social media really does well, and I noticed this looking the other day at Reddit, and I have to tell you, my media consumption was already, I thought, fairly low, and now it's gone down, down, down. But I was looking at Reddit the other day, and I noticed this enrage and engage concept. In other words, as you thumb scroll, as we all do, the headlines are about, does this piss you off? How about this? Maybe this will piss you off. Are you pissed yet? Because again, engage. Social media wants to engage you, and the best way it does is by upsetting you. Now, what can you do? What can you do? Well, one of the things that I've done is, for example, with Reddit, when I do look at it, you can be very selective as to what it is you want to see. So I've gone in there and said, nothing but cute animal puppies. Animals and puppies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I remember the other day I watched a Great Dane slide down a snow-covered, not a Great Dane, but a Golden Retriever, slide down a snow-covered hill probably 10 times. So be very, very selective, okay? You can be. I'll recommend another good place for you. Check out The Dodo, just like the bird, D-O-D-O, okay? The Dodo. It's nothing but upbeat, happy stuff. Follow people like me. I post five inspirational, four things a day, but also follow others. There's lots of great people out there. Begin to fill your social media with, isn't this great, rather than isn't this awful? And you have far more of a choice in that. And one of the main ways you have a choice, let me tell you something right now. If you look at my Facebook page, you're going to see I've got somewhere over 44,000 followers. yours, right? How many of those do you think see my posts when I post them? If I post something that's one of my little motivational quips, how many people organically, just as Facebook, out of that 44,000 people, how many people see it? The answer is somewhere around 3%. Somewhere around 3%. Now, what increases that? Well, I can spend money to boost the post. However, what happens is when someone likes, comments, or shares, that's it. Likes, comments, or shares. And by like, I mean any one of those little options on Facebook, anger, hug, whatever it is, okay? Likes, comments, or shares, then Facebook starts to show that post to more people, okay? That's how things start to go viral. That's why I'm always inviting you to share this. Things get shown. So what I'm telling you, see Facebook, even if it's a little like that on Facebook, and what you expose yourself to, that's a little funny. And also, never like, comment, or share the bad stuff. Only like, comment, or share. And that means in any page with good stuff. Just like engage or bad to engage with. Engage with the good stuff. All right, let's see who else is here and get a chance to say good morning, good morning, good morning. Michelle Doherty, let's see, Jerome Johnson said my book is good. Michelle Doherty says, good morning, friends. Good to see you, Michelle. And Stillness is the Key, a book to read as well. Stillness is the Key. I'm trying to remember, is that an Eckhart Tolle book, Cynthia? I think it may be. I know he did several. Loved his books. There's Meemaw, Mama Meemaw. Hey, Meemaw, good to see you as always. I love the name Gloria Falco. Glad to have you here as always. Michelle Doherty says, love the dodo. Glad to hear it. Yes, it's really wonderful. Ed, I have a group that focuses on great new rock music. No negativity allowed. I have a playlist. It's called, I call it Audience Warm Up. One of the things that I've noticed is that huge, you know, when someone hires me and pays me all this money and I fly somewhere to speak and there's all this prep and audio video and staging and lights and everything, and then they play no music or anything to warm the audience up. So you walk up to a whole new audience, but if you got something like this, the audience is going to like me so much better, and they've already made such an investment. So I always recommend that they do this, but a lot of people don't do it. So what I did was I created and started out as an audience warm-up playlist, which I'll share with my audiences, my clients. However, I just started adding new positive stuff to it. In fact, I heard a great new song, and I was thinking we should do a jumpstart on just inspirational songs. But I heard one the other day called It's Gonna Be Okay by the Piano Guys. Check it out. It's Going to Be Okay by the Piano Guys. All right. Brittany Lynn says, good morning, Will, with a little bit of music right there. Share the music always, please. You know, in this book, Happy This Year, if you buy this book at happythisyear.com, I remember I actually have a positive playlist of songs. It was the songs that I added to this audience list at the time. Had put in there up until that time. Let me see. I was going to see if I could find it real quick. I could also grab my phone and just run through it. But I can tell you some great ones. My Shot from Hamilton. High Hopes by Panic the Disco. Love that one. I don't care if you did or not. It's a campaign song. I love it. Kathy Orlando says, I love the free song. I sing it a lot. No more. We're talking about making that into a ringtone. Brittany Lynn says, fantastic. Well, fantastic to all of you. Thank you very much for being with me. We're going to start tomorrow on the next 5 segments of our journey to happy, becoming happy this year. Remember, go to happythisyear.com. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about number 1 of a 5-part series, how to become a happiness hero. How to become a happiness hero. And I just realized it's a 4-part series. Don't worry, it's all going to be great. Enjoy today, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Everyone, please click share, just like our share master, Jerome. And when you click share, let me know that you shared it, would you please? Thanks, everybody. Enjoy today.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.